Okay, today's daf is Shviyas Daf Mem. Shviyas Daf Mem, and we are here towards the end of the fifth parak. Tomorrow the parak finishes. Parak Beno Shuach, we are on Lamed Tesem Beis. As I mentioned, we're in a couple of Mishnayos having to do with Lifnei Iver, which is a huge topic. We mentioned it a few weeks ago. We quoted the Machlokes between the Baal Amor and the Ramban. Remember, we had a couple of weeks ago, we had a discussion of the Yehori Val Yavar Sugyas. That was back in the fourth parak or so. I don't remember exactly. Here it is. On Chav Zayin Amabez. Chav Zayin Amabez, we spoke about Yehori Val Yavar. We spoke about the fascinating machlokas between the Baal Amor and the Ramban, whether Lifnei Iver of the big three Averis is Lifnei Iver. That's the Machlokas on Daf Ayin Dalet in Maseches Sanhedrin. The Baal Amor seems to say that Lifnei Iver of the big three equals the big three, and therefore one has to give their life for Lifnei Iver of the big three, while the Ramban does not, and that reflects two different approaches to Lifnei Iver itself, whether Lifnei Iver is connected to each and every one of the Averis themselves, so that's why there would be a Lifnei Iver section on each Avera, or it's more of a Klali Din, and therefore it has nothing to do with the big three. Lifnei Iver is Lifnei Iver, and that itself could have many different ramifications, including what happens if I try to convince the person, but they never do it. Do I get the Avera of just by placing the stumbling block, Lifnei Iver, by trying to convince them, but they don't actually ever do it? Do I get the Avera of Lifnei Iver? So if you say that it's part and parcel of each and every Avera, you're probably not going to get the Avera because the Avera wasn't done. Probably. But if you say that it's a more general din, then maybe if they even didn't, just the act itself of trying is going to be good enough of a violation, and they don't actually have to, do it. And there are others, dinim as well, but let's leave it for now. We'll have to, come back to that. But we are on Lamed Tesem Beis, we'll see what we have for today. Hayotzer Mocher. Hayotzer Mocher. We mentioned in the Mishnah that a potter is allowed to give five jugs for oil and 15 jugs for wine to use, because that's the amount that people gather usually in a mutter way. Anything more than that is going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, "V'chash lo marshem hechlef." Maybe they're going to switch it. Maybe the person is going to use 15 jugs for the oil. So how do you know they're going to be use it properly? Five for the oil and 15 for the wine. Amreb Yona Nikaros Hain. No, wine and oil jugs are different. They're different from each other. Elu shel yayin ve'elu shel shemen. Nikaros Hain, elu shel yayin ve'elu shel shemen. They're very different from each other. And therefore, one wouldn't use one for the other. And the Gemara continues. Amar Rebbe Ula Idra de'ilein chakima ve'idra de'ilein chakima. Idra literally means leather, as the Mara Folda says, or, but it just means that the container. They're different in how they look. And therefore, they were not choshesh that people are going to change and use them for the opposite type of liquid. Okay, so there's no Lifnei Iver there by giving the jugs. Continues the Gemara. Mocher la'akum ba'aretz. One's allowed to sell any of these items to a non-Jew, even in Eretz Yisrael, because we don't assume that he's going to sell it back to a Jew. But I would have to be choshish for that. And if it is, that would be what's called lifnei delifnei. Right? That's too far removed. It's too early. Therefore, we don't have to be choshish. Sometimes, if you remember, we do say some limitations like that. We had back in Maseches Kelayim about not selling a shirt to a guy that has Kelayim in it, hidden, because then it's not Nikar at all, and then maybe it would ultimately be sold. So interesting that case is not allowed. Well, here, there we know Mamish, it is shotness, therefore a Jew might come. Here, a guy working the land or using it is not a problem at all. Mokalaka Baris. You have to work more on that, but not for now. Afil Yosemikan. And you're allowed to sell. There are no limitations on what you're allowed to sell to a guy, even in Eretz Yisrael. Uli Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz, afilu menakonu ba'aretz. And to a Jew in chutz la'aretz, even items that are usually from Eretz Yisrael, but it's to a Jew in chutz la'aretz, we don't assume that he will bring them back into Eretz Yisrael and work them there. And therefore, that would be mutter too. Okay. Beishamayomer. So now we get to the next section of the Mishnah, which talks about cows, the oxen. Machloket Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said that you're not allowed to sell a plowing cow during Shemitah to someone who is chashud, because we're worried that they're going to use the cow. They're going to use the cow to plow during Shemitah, which is a problem. Remember, we had a machlokas Rishonim already, whether Harisha is an Issa Daraisa in a Shemitah or not. Maybe there are two different types of Harisha, I think the Radvaz said. But there could be some Harisha that is Daraisa during Shemitah. So that's why Beis Shammai says you can't sell a cow. And Beis Hillel says, no, it's fine. Matirin v'pneishu yachal l'shofta. Because, after all, maybe the guy is going to buy the cow to shecht. Right, a cow is a kosher animal, and therefore he's buying it to shecht. So I didn't ask him. I'm not sure, but I'm allowed to assume, says Beis Hillel, that he is going to use it for shechting. He's going to do it for shechting. That is the machlokas. This machlokas also appears, if you remember, in Baba Basra, Daf Tzadi Beis, which we'll look at soon. But let's read it here. Tani, there is a brisa that says as follows: Hamocher sholach chaver avadim sanachon. Before you get to Shemitah issues, what happens for Dini Mamanus issues? Somebody sells an ox to their friend, and it comes out to be a crazy ox. A crazy ox, and it's just goring all over the place. So do we say that, and the buyer wants his money back? Buyer says, this is a crazy ox. I can't use this ox. And the seller says, but what do you mean? I thought you were buying it to shecht. Right? So I know it's a crazy ox, but you didn't tell me, you didn't specify. So that is a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Mekach Toosu. Rav says this is a Mekach Toos. It's a total mistake. And most people buy oxen for plowing, what's called Ruba L'Radya. And therefore, I'm with that rove, and I don't know, this is a crazy ox, and I want my money back. That's what Rav says. And Shmuel says, Yachalu Meimarle L'Shchita Macharitiv L'Cha. No, he could say, the seller could say, I sold it to you to Shecht. And therefore, sorry, it's not a Mekach Tos. It's not a Mekach Tos. Divrei Akol, so I'm sorry, I skipped a line. So Ma'anan, we'll get back to that Lashon. Well, let me just read you the Lashon of the Gemara there. The Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Tzadi Beis, in the Bavli, quotes this Machlokes, and says, what are the Svaris? What are the Svaris? Well, let's just read this Gemara, then we'll read that Gemara. Sorry, so the Gemara says, Ma'anan Kaminan, what are we talking about? In Bishamachrula Aris, if he sold it to an Aris, which is a sharecropper, which works the field for the owner, then it's obvious that it's for plowing. Then for sure it's obvious that he sold it for Harisha, for plowing, and therefore he gets his money back, because he can't say that I was for shechting. He knew that his worker, his plowing helper, bought it. In bishamachru l'tabach, and if he sent his shochet to buy it, then divrei akol shechita macha, that obviously he sold it for shechita, and it is not a mechatos. Elakiana kaiminan bishamachru l'sirsir, you sold it to a middleman, and you have no idea. You have no idea what he bought it for. Right, and the middleman buys it for sometimes for plowing and sometimes for shechting. Rav Amar Mechatosu. Rav says Mechatos because he could say I bought it for plowing. Shmuel Amar Yachalu Meimer L'Shchita Macharitiv L'Cha. He could say no, I bought it for I thought you were buying it for shechting, and therefore, even though it was a crazy cow, it's not a Mechatos. So that is the Gemara. The Gemara in Baba Basra adds in, what is this issue about? What does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, Ein hochin b'mamon achar harov. That even though rove, the majority of people, buy oxen for plowing, but since there is a minority that buys it for shechting, and you don't follow the majority when it comes to the rove. Ki azlina basaruba beisura bimamona lo. That is the principle that Shmuel is based on in Baba Basra Daf Tzadi Beis. This is used by the Gemara also in Baba Kama and Daf Chav Zayin. You don't follow the majority when it comes to the rove. The first line on Chav Zayin and Beis in Baba Kama in the Bavli. Before we even see the Tosfos there, just a note, the Or HaYashar, one of the Mefarshim in the back here, just wonders, the Gemara is about to connect this Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, to the Machlokas that we have by Yovel, and then we'll get to our case by Shemitah. Mamona Miisura Lo Yafinan. Right, so what is the Gemara even bringing this in for? This is a pure monetary issue. right? Mechatos, Rav and Shmuel. What does that have to do with our case? And you could go in either direction, says the Ar Hayashar. So he doesn't give an answer. He just notes, I don't know why the Gemara assumes that you could compare these cases. He says, Kasha Eich Matza Hamakshin Hadimyon Litzlo Zebazem. I don't know why you have to compare these two cases. Halo bebrachas yotas mabeis ubekam makomas amrinan isur mamona leyafinan upirish Rashi mamona kalme isura. Mamonis is more kal. Ulefize nehi to beishamay savri. Okay, we're going to ask a stira in a few minutes. Vine beishamay says that you're not allowed to sell somebody a plowing cow during Shemitah because maybe that's isurim. Maybe beishamay wouldn't say that by Mamonis. Right, Hainu Mishab Dogel Lisr the Maxik de Ovi Avera. Basheki Bemokha Sholakhavir Vinimsa Nakhan, Efshar Disrila the Beshame Kishmuel, the Yachaloma Lolishkid Machat of Lacha. And Varav Nami, he goes through each of the Shitas. It does not have to be consistent. Varav Nami, Abagav the Hasim Sphere Late the Batala Mekach, Mishun the Rujal Rubularadiasvini, become Akam Halka Efshar, maybe he owes like Basilel, to Motor Limkar, which is Pecha Reshes. Right, so he goes back and forth in all the Shitas, he just ends up Basarachi and Kais. Right, we know that in general the Torah, like the Tosefta says in Sanhedrin, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echadu. All of Torah is generally connected to each other in one unit, and we ask kashas from one area of halacha to another area of halacha. We do that all the time. But if there's such a fundamental difference between the two, sometimes the Gemara will be mechalik and say this is mamon, this is knas, this is isurim, this is tumah v'tahara. There are different areas of halacha, and you might be mechalik. So our Gemara is not mechalik, and the Ar Yashar just wonders. That could be an easy answer. You don't have to line up the shitas. Having somebody agree to Beishama, you could say that it's totally different context in this regard. So that is a sarachi, and why sometimes the Gemara says that and sometimes the Gemara does not. Tosfos and Baba Kama on Daf Chav Zayin. It's in the world of Tosfosim and Baba Kama. This is one of the more well-known ones. Tosfos says, Ein hochid b'mam onach ha-rov. You don't follow the rov by the majority. So ask Tosfos, so how do you follow the rov by a bezdin? Right, you have a bezdin, right? So you go 13-10, right? You put somebody to death based on a majority, right? Ein hocha b'mamonach harov. You don't even follow the majority by mamonis, let alone by nefashis, by capital crimes. That's osas kasha. Tema matam ein hocha leisi b'kavachomer b'dinin nefashis should be a kavachomer. If by dinin nefashis, or my dinin nefashis, the chamiri, dinin nefashis are very stringent. Amarachman azil basaruba, then you follow the majority, even put somebody to death based on a majority. So giving somebody money, dima mamas lakoshikain, via filu ruba delesa kaman, right, what Tosfos says here, and even what we would call a week ago a statistical rove, aruba delesa kaman az lidim dina fasha basaruba, kedarina perakmet sora maura, right? So what, says Tosfos, why don't you say that kavachobra? How can you say in hachma mamanacha rove? Well, by nefashas you go after the rove with the majority. So Tosfos has his line. V'yesh lomar dehasam gabi dayanim shiny. The rove of judges is different. The rove by dayanim, that you go by the majority of the bezdin, that's not a normal rove. That's not a normal rove. Why? What does Tosfos say? Dechashav miut ditu kemisha eino. The minority by judges is as if it's not there. It's as if there is no minority by judges. That's Tosfos. So what does Tosfos mean? What is Tosfos talking about? So that's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim discusses in the Grach al Hashas on this Tosfos, what exactly does Tosfos mean of that rove is kemi she'eino. So it says Tosfos that when it comes to Bezdin giving a psak, there are two stages. There are two stages of, here it is, Reish Chav Tes. In the Reb Chaim stencils, in the older, in the classic Grach al Hashas, he says, "Ubir divrayim de beruba ikatrei gavni." There are two elements. There are two types of ideas for rov. Let's just say it. He says, "There's holchanach rov and there's ruba kakula." Or the two concepts. Holchanach rov, that there's a majority, there's a minority, you follow the majority, and then there's a concept of ruba kakula, which means you look at the whole unit as defined by the rove. You don't even see the minority anymore. That's ruba kakula. If somebody, there's a halacha, you have to shecht rove simanim, right, by an animal. You have to shecht the majority of the two simanim of an animal. So you did rove. So that is like, you go after the rove, there's a minority that's not shechted, there's a rove that is shechted, okay, the rove wins. No, that's not, you don't say that, right? It's that the whole animal is defined as a shechted animal, because ruba kakula. The majority defines the whole item, and it's called the shechted animal. Rashi in the first daf in Sukkah talks about ruba kakula by schach. Right, so you say what rove is shade and miut is na. It's defined as a shaded sukkah, shaded. So ruba kakula says Reb Chaim in Bezdin you have two stages. You have two stages. First, you have the holchanach or rove stage, and then you have the ruba kakula stage. What do you mean? When Bezdin is arguing with each other in the Maso Matan and they're trying to figure out what the answer is, everybody has an opinion and everybody's talking to each other and bringing rayas back and forth. And then everybody gives their opinion and you count up. You count up and you go by the majority. That is in the Maso Matan stage. But when Bezdin issues a psak, they give one composite psak by the Bezdin. They don't say the majority view and the minority view like in the Supreme Court. You don't say that. That's even usser. The Gemara says it's asur mishum lashon hara, right? You're not supposed to say, you're not allowed to go out and say, I would have had you win, but I was outvoted. You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say that. Holech rachel megalasot, right? You're not allowed to say that. But also, more fundamentally, because Bezdin issues a psak as a unit. And therefore, there is no miut by Bezdin. Ein hocham amanach harov. What about Bezdin? By nefashos, it's not following the rov. It's a psak by Bezdin. And that's what he says. Ela the pshita, kivin di gzeres akasa to be na kafakas and hedrin, vegam din dachriam lahatos, imkain, yesh tsirif vikulam biyachad gomer mesadin, viakarcha charmin and bahach ruba kikula, vimkain, ariika kfar kol minyan hasanhedrin. The entire Sanhedrin gives the answer. And that's Tosfos. That's Ruba Rov B'Sanhedrin is not Holchinach Arov. That's the first state, earlier stages. But once you come to the Psak, it is Ruba Kakula. And he says, and he quotes from Rav Avtali Trupp, the Granat, who's a Rav in the Yeshiva of the Chavetz Chaim in Radin. He quotes from the Granat. He says, and this answers the Kasha of the Mordechai. What's the Kasha of the Mordechai? The Kasha of the Mordechai in the first parak of Maseches Chulin. We know there are principles in a few places in Shas that it's Kavua and Parish. Right, which some of the Achronim say is one of the only halachas that have to be Gzeres HaKasuf. What's the svara for that? What does it say? If I find a piece of meat on the ground, there are 10 stores around, and I find a piece of meat, I'm not sure if it's kosher or not, so I could say, called a parish, meruba parish. If it came out of, it was parish from a majority, you go after the majority. Called the parish, meruba parish. But the Gemara also has a principle of kol kavua kamech salmech sadami. Anything that is stationary, that is not moving, you treat as 50-50. So the Gemara says, it depends if it came out, if it was moving, it's not moving. What's the svar for that? Good kasha. But that's the principle. Kol kavua kamechzal vechzadami, and kol the parish, meruba parish. Say, ask Rabbi Naftali Trub, ask the Granat, the Dayanim, when they give their psak, are not moving. They're sitting in their seats. So why don't we say, kol kavua kamechzal vechzadami? Every bezin's 50-50. Kol kavua kamechzal vechzadami. So, and you give an answer, no, the psak, it's a wild answer, the psak is the words that come out of their mouth. That's the psak, called the parish meruba parish. Okay. But, says the Reb Chaim, no, according to this, although Dvarino Nicha, he says, no, because there's no rove when it comes to Dayanim. It's not rove they have to determine, called the parish and called kavua. It's one psak. With Varino Nicha, to La'inyan Etzem Hadin Ubiru Rau Harilo Havinon Hadayanim Elagilim El Savamla Var Etzem Hadin. Vekavua Lo Ashkechan Vechulon. He continues. And here here was the line. Lo Shaykh Klal Kavua La'inyan Etzem Asanhedrin. To Eno Din Tazlin Basaruba Rakmidin Ruba Kakulo Ubaze Lo Shaykh Kavua. Ukemo Demahani Shkitas Rov Simanim. Velo Amrina Da Miyot Simanim Havi Kavua. No, but I'm pashut, because that's a din in defining. So that's the Tosfos, again, a well-known Tosfos in Baba Kama Chav Zayin Mabeis, based on the Kavachomer, to answer Tosfos Kashav. If you follow the robe by Nefashis, surely you should follow the robe by Mamanis, and Tosfos answers that Kasha. But Shmuel, right here, is based on that principle of Ein Holchin B'Mamon Achar Harov. So here we go. Let's get back to the Gemara. So Rav says, you could say it's a Megatos. And I wanted to buy it for plowing. And Shmuel says not. So Michla Vashitisa Shitasa the Rav, Michla Vashitasa the Shmuel. There each sheet is flipped. The Ispalgun, because we have the following machlokas. Machrolo by Yovel Atzma. We know if somebody sells an ancestral field, Bovel, so then by Yovel it goes back. All the fields return to their rightful owner, to the family owner, by Yovel. What happens if I try to sell my field during Yovel? So what do we say in that case? Machlokas. Rav Amar Kana, Rav says, Reuven selling to Shimon. Rav says, it works. It works, and it goes automatically back. Meaning, Shimon paid for it, and he loses it. Right? Rav Amar Kana, the field, in one moment goes to the buyer. V'yosem yadam yavol, and right away it goes back and forth. Right? Which sounds like, in this unusual type of case, Rav says, it works. It's not a mekaktos. Ushmuel Amar Lo Kana. Shmuel says, what are you talking about? You can't sell it during Shemitah, right? If it goes back during Shemitah, it doesn't work. So therefore, it is a mekachtos. So in the first case, Rav hold it was a mekachtos. Two different cases. But one case, Rav says it's a mekachtos because about the oxen case, and he said it's not a mekachtos in the Yovel case. And Shmuel says the oxen case is not a mekachtos, and the Yovel case is a mekachtos. So Miklav Hashita does it to Rav. So the Rav Shita is switched. Taman hu amar kana over there by Yovel, he says it worked for a second. The kahu amar lo kana, and here by the selling oxen case, he said it doesn't work. Taman, the Gemara answers, Taman Yovel mefursam hu. Everybody knows that you can't sell a field during Yovel and it's going to go back. So that's why Rav says that if he did it, he must have done it anyway, even if he knew, so it's not a mechatos. It's his fault. Bramhacha mechatosu, but here by the cows, right, not everyone, he doesn't know that this ox is a crazy cow, and he's buying it to have as a plowing, so Rav says there's a difference between the two cases. And what about Shmuel? Michlav Hashem says to Shmuel, Tamanu Amar Lo Kana, over there by Yovel, he says it doesn't work. Viko Amar Kana, and here he says the cows, it works. So Gemara says, well, Le'ezadavar Machrelo, Lo Lizria, right? Shmuel says, well, what did he sell it for? Right? He sold it to plant in. And if you say it goes back for us in a moment, then it's useless. It's useless to him because he's never going to have it. So how could you say that kinyan worked? Shmuel would say, it's useless. He doesn't even have it. There's no even a miut. Right? Shmuel says, you can follow the miut. There's no miut here. There's zero benefit that he could get out of this field. So that's why it's a mechatos there by Yovel. But here, there's a miyot. He could say, I sold it to you for shchita, and therefore it's not going to be a mechatos. So first we try to connect Hilchis Dinim Amanus to Hilchis Yovel. That was the first comparison. So now we say, what about our Mishnah? Remember, what did our Mishnah say? Beis Shammai says you cannot sell a plowing cow to somebody who's chasha during Shemitah because you're worried that he's going to use it during Shemitah. He's going to use it as a plowing cow. And Beis Hillel says, don't worry about it. Why? Beis Hillel must think, because maybe he's going to use it for shechting. So maybe this machlokas, Beis Shammai is machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So Rav ke Beis Shammai, Ushmuel ke Beis Hillel. Rav who says that you have to assume he's going to plow with it. Is that like Beis Shammai? Right? And Rav says he's going to plow with it and therefore it's a mechatos. Is that like Beis Shammai? And you're not choshesh for that he's bought it for shchita? Ushmuel ke Beis Hillel. We'd rather not say that. Rather not have somebody linked up to Beis Shammai shita. Besides the fact that, you know, machlokas amoram is a machlokas tanoim. So what do you say? So Gemara says, Rav ke Beis Shammai. It looks like Rav is like Beis Shammai. It looks like Rav is like Beis Shammai. If you just look at it on the surface, right? There's a Tosfos Rid, I think, that says Lechora. What does Lechora always mean? At first glance. Lechora, at first glance. But Lechora, there's a Tosfos Rid in Ksubis, I think, that says Lechora could also be spelled with an ayin from the word Ki'ur, ugly. If you only look at things with a first glance, like or with an aleph, Lechora from the word or, but sometimes that can mean ugly, meaning you're not looking at it deeply enough. That's what the Gemara says here. Rav ke Beis Shammai. Rav, it looks like Rav holds like Beis Shammai because they're both assuming the plowing is the real probability. But no, the affiliate is Bar ke Beis Hillel. No, even like Beis Hillel. Why? Because even if he would say, Beis Shammai says that you can't sell it to a chashud because you think he's going to plow, but in our case, you know, Rav would say that, I'm sorry, Rav could say even like Beis Hillel, meaning if by Shemitah he would agree with Beis Hillel who says he could say, maybe he bought it to Shecht. Maybe he bought it to Shecht and therefore you could sell it to him, to the Chashud. But maybe Beis Hillel would agree to me that it's a Megatos. Why? Let's Urcha Mishtah Mishhasa Tlasin Yomin. Maybe he's going to Shecht it, but maybe he'll Shecht it in a month. He's not going to shecht it tomorrow. So what's going to be with that month? He's going to go be matzik, everybody. He's a crazy cow. So therefore, it's still going to be a mechatos. But I can hold like Beis Hillel. V'yasin tilsasi yome lo mechatosu, and he's going to sit in the house for 30 days. That's a mechatos. So therefore, Rav says, I could even be like Beis Hillel. Meaning even if you say he bought it and you're allowed to sell it to a chashid because he's going to use it for shechting, but he might not shecht it for a month, and therefore he has to deal with it for a month, it's going to be damaging. So, megatos. Ushmuel kebeis Hillel. And Shmuel, again, not that we want it to be like Beis Shammai, but again, they're not linked. Shmuel is straight like Beis Hillel because it was, you could assume that it was for non-plowing purposes. V'afilo yisbar kebeis Shammai. And even if you want to say that he would be connected to Beis Shammai by Shemitah, less urcha de barnasha, make us tura radia. A person doesn't usually shecht a plowing ox. Right? And therefore, Shmuel works out as well. Period. Umashalos asos, that's a major sugya about Ein Hochamah Menachah Arov and Chashudim, but we'll continue. There's more Chashud coming up. Umashalos so the Mishnah said that you're allowed to lend measuring utensils for somebody who's Chashud. You're allowed to because you assume he's going to use it for mutter purposes. Rav Acher of Tancho Bar Chiya, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hishalos sa'aso. What if you did? You lent him your measuring instruments, uba matzo modid ba, and then you see he's using it for usher purposes. What do you do now? Eino zaka glo, you don't have to grab it back from him. You don't have to worry, it's not your issue. You gave it to him and there was a possibility that you didn't violate lifnei iver. You gave it to him and it was mutter for him to use it. He's using it now in the usher way. Eino zaka glo. You don't have to take it back. Kol shekein b'maskirlo. And also, if you rented it to him, you don't have to get it back and lose your money for that. You don't have to lose your money for that. Because what's done is done. The Chazon Ish says, that doesn't mean that you don't have to give him tochacha. Right? The mitzvah of rebuke. Okay, he's using your thing, but says the Chazon Ish here in Simen Yud Beis, Os Tezvav, Ein kan inyan l'tochacha. Shezech yival akol imhu begeder tochacha. If it's a possibility of tochacha that you could give proper rebuke, and he's gonna right, he's in the relationship of the context that he might listen. Elahacha nidon mevreishu garam lo v'haya. Right, the only reason here is that you gave this thing to him, so there would have been a havamina that you have to take it back. For yamakom lomar shachayev lahasir hatakala sheba al yado v'yaflafayso bedamim shechzi anelo. Maybe even pay him to get it back. That's what the Mishnah says. You gave it to him. The Gemara says you gave it to him beheter. You gave it to him beheter. That's not called lifnei iver. That's not lifnei iver. You gave it to him beheter, and therefore, even if he ends up using it beisser, that is not your issue. Again, the mitzvah of tochacha. If you remember, the Gemara says it's very hard to find anybody these days. What does these days mean? In the days of the Amoraim, it's hard for anybody these days to find somebody who can give proper tochacha. Tochacha has to be so delicate. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah daraisa. But it has to be so delicate, one has to know how to say it, and it has to be said out of love, as the Pasuk in Kedoshim links Tochei Tochei Chesamisecha with V'Havta Recha Kamocha, as we said, out of love. So it's a challenge, it's a delicate balance. The mitzvah, but all the Rishonim count a mitzvah of Tochacha. We've pointed out that the smack, fascinatingly, counts the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Tochacha. There's a mitzvah of accepting Tochacha, that's the smack. Sefer Mitzvah's Katan, a mitzvah test, very early. Mitzvah number 9 says the smak lamul arla slave, to circumcise the foreskin of the heart. Lamul arla slave, shenemar umaltem es arla slavavchem. And what is that mitzvah? Pirish le'ehov es atochachos v'le'ehov mi sheyochichenu. To love the rebuke, to accept it, and the one that's, you know, sometimes even if somebody gives us tochacha, we begrudgingly accept it, but we're really upset at the mochiach. So part of the mitzvah is the content and the gavra and the dibur, right? But Shlomo Melech says lachacham hochach v'yeha veka. Right? Don't have such a stubborn, brazen, right? Oref, kshei oref. I know that's in your genes, right? The am kshei oref, but that's a mitzvah that we have. So I don't know which is harder, to give proper tochacha or to take proper tochacha. They're both challenging, but we have to do our best. There's a lot to say about tochacha. We mentioned Rav Aaron Soloveitchik in the past and others, but not for now. Says the Mishnah. A woman who is chashuda during Shemitah. So a woman, a neighbor, could still give her kitchen utensils because she could use that for non-Shemitah purposes. Sieves, a grinding mill, an oven. But you cannot grind with her. That's too close. That's too close for comfort. If you want to give her the kalim, okay, she can use the kalim for heter. But grinding with her, if she's doing Shemitah produce, so you can't be involved in that. That's Misayeya. That's Misayeya L'dvar Avera, possibly, and therefore, that's not allowed. Eishes Chaver, now we get out of Shemitah for a moment. What about Eishes Chaver? Chaver is somebody who's trusted in Shubas and Maestris. Eishes Chaver, Mash Elis Le'eishes Am Ha'aretz, Nafa Vara. The Eishes Chaver can lend an Am Ha'aretz, an Eishes Am Ha'aretz who doesn't know all the halachas of Tumah, Vitara, and and she could even do some of the early processing. She could sift and she could separate. But once the water is added to the dough, then the Eishes Chaver cannot be part of it. Why? Because that will be machzik over avera. What avera? So the Gemara fold explains. The Gemara will talk about it also. Connected. There are two things, right, when you add the water to the dough. Number one, now it's chayv and chala. And number two, now it's makabel tumah. So now you are facilitating and you are causing tumah for dough in Chutz La'aretz and that, in Eretz Yisrael, and that's not allowed. And therefore, you bring matame chala. So therefore, you can't be involved in that once that occurs. The next three lines we had already in an earlier Mishnah, but once we're talking about Ovri Avera, we mentioned it again. V'kulon lo amru ela b'nei darkei shalom. And any of the kulas that we mentioned are because of darkei shalom. That you're allowed to lend it, even though there's a chance that they'll use it for Avera. But still, darkei shalom, for peace, to keep the peace. U'machzik b'deyaka m'shvias. And if you see a non-Jew working during Shemitah, you could say, shkoyach, plow well. Of a law de Yisrael, you can't say that to a Yisrael. V'sholim b'shalom amrei darkei shalom. But you could ask how they're doing because of darkei shalom, as we know. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue in the last daf of the fifth parak. B'no shuach, Be'ez Hashem, next time.